Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every week on Monday nights, I bring a wide variety of different music, a mix of all kinds of stuff, all around a different topic. Every week, a new theme, and that's not the only new thing tonight. This is the first episode in the brand new studio space at 100 Bogart here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It is the new home of Radio Free Brooklyn, and I am super excited about that. It's nice and clean and friendly in here, and it's a really good situation. So, first show here in the new digs. I do miss the bike shop basement that we started in, but you know, moving on up, here we are. Last week's show was all about video games, which was very fun. You can check that one out in the archive at everybodyplaysthefool.com, along with all the other episodes. And tonight, episode 75. This week, much like last week, it's another pastime that can be both a fun diversion, or in the extreme, it can be a vice and a time suck and a thing that ruins your life. That's right, this week's theme is alcohol. Tonight is going to be all songs about booze. So get ready for that. I picked this week because as we do this live, it is the 4th of December, and December 5th is repeal day, because December 5th, 1933, the 21st Amendment was ratified, ending Prohibition. So so that's the plan. Tonight's show is full of songs, both about the good things and some of the bad things about booze. So I'd like to play a little song on that historical note here. Get a little jazz tune behind us here. There are a lot of important songs in the history of alcohol and prohibition. And this is a good one. This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra with a song from 1934 called Cocktails for Two. And of course, this came out just after the 21st Amendment was ratified, so I thought this was a good one, referencing Prohibition. Another important song that I found the name of, but I still haven't found out what it sounds like, is there was a song called Light Wine and Beer, which was the official theme song of the Association Against Prohibition of Alcohol. I know that it was played on a Dr. Demento episode in the 80s, some recording of it, but I haven't been able to find a recording of that song, so if you are in possession of a recording of Light Wine and Beer, you can let me know about it. Shane at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. I think the end of Prohibition is a really important date in music history because there's just a lot going on at that time, and we'll get into some of that history as well. But we've been singing songs about alcohol since the beginning of human civilization, so there's lots to pick from. And in an hour, there's no way I'm going to get to all of the songs that I wanted to necessarily, but I'm going to try and give you a wide variety of stuff. Here's some country, here's some R&B, here's some rock, here's some hip-hop, sad drinking songs, happy drinking songs, all kinds of stuff in here. So let's move right along and get into the first set of booze-themed music here tonight, and I'll be back in just a little bit, but we're going to kick things off with a classic. This is a classic drinking song from a classic drinker. This is George Jones with his song White Lightning, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 75. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish look, I'm moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high, baby? A dry martini, a jig of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh, my. Do I feel high? Now people won't believe me, they'll think I'm just bragging, but I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. On the wagon, all I need is
give me loving. Oh, baby, I feel high. I'm talking about I feel good, baby. I know when I got you by my side. As good as scotch and soda, y'all know. It's mellow and groovy. Oh, that's what you do to me.
Stand up, Frank, pass out, Frank, wake up, fade it, fade it.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up,
Frank,
headshot,
Frank,
sit down,
Frank,
stand up,
Frank,
pass out,
Frank,
wake up,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank,
Okay, now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience, if you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up,
Frank,
headshot,
Frank,
sit down,
Frank,
stand up,
Frank,
pass out,
Frank,
wake up,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank,
alright. One chopper, 100 shots, bang. Hop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang. All right, you right, bang. One chopper, 100 shots, bang. Hop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour,
drink,
headshot,
drink,
sit down,
Frank,
stand up,
Frank,
pass out,
Frank,
wake up,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank,
fade it,
Frank.
Yeah. It makes you blind, it does you in. It makes you think you're pretty tough. It makes you prone to crime and sin. It makes you say things off the cuff. It's very small and made of glass and grossly over-advertised. It turns a genius to an ass and makes a fool think he is wise. It could make you regret your birth or turn cartwheels in your best suit. It costs a lot more than it's worth, and yet there is no substitute. They keep it on a higher shelf. The older and more pure it grows, it has no color in itself, but it can make you see rainbows. You can find it on the Bowery, or you can find it at Elaine's. It makes your words more flowery. It makes the sunshine, makes it rain. You just get out what they put in, and they never put in enough. Love is like a bottle of gin, but a bottle of gin is not.
Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 75, here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and tonight's theme is alcohol, and that was our first set of booze-themed music. I hope you enjoyed it. A lot of range in that set. We've got a classic alcohol-themed song playing behind us right now, and let's go over what you just heard. Started out with George Jones with White Lightning, then you heard Lou Rawls with his version of Scotch and Soda. And then we heard Kendrick Lamar with Swimming Pools, Drank. And then Tom Waits with Jockey Full of Bourbon. And finally, that last short one there was The Magnetic Fields with Love is Like a Bottle of Gin off of the 69 Love Songs triple album, which is fantastic. And that brings us to the present. We are almost halfway through the show. Time flies when you're having fun and when you're drinking, apparently. So that's what we just heard. Not only am I in the new studio, which is very exciting, and listening to some great music, but also I have a guest in studio, which is also very exciting. I'd like to welcome Rosie to my show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Shane, for having me.
Now, Rosie is a future Radio Free Brooklyn host. You haven't had your first official show yet, right?
No, I haven't, but it's coming.
And you were saying, which coincidentally, you guest hosted my friend Amanda's show on Sunday, which is Reciprocity Radio. You might, if you're a regular listener to this show, you might remember Amanda from such episodes as Weed and Cooking. So she's been on the show a bunch of times, and she does a great show. But you guested hers, and you had a very similar theme. What did you talk about on Reciprocity Radio on Sunday?
Lots of booze. We spoke to a local distiller in Brooklyn called Moto Spirits. They ride motorcycles and they make whiskey in the back of a motorcycle garage. And it's quite amazing.
That's very Brooklyn. That's very on brand.
And the whiskey tastes fantastic.
I have to assume that's true. And you didn't bring any for me?
If you invite me over for a motorcycle themed show, I will bring you Moto Spirits.
That sounds like a great plan. I thought that was a nice coincidence that you were talking about booze on your first hosting session here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And you're also doing the potluck shift on Friday, is that right?
Yes.
What are you going to do on for Friday's show?
To be honest, I had one of those moments where you plan something and I got unexpectedly surprise. So I am still in process.
Okay. I am familiar with that problem. That has happened on this show a number of times. I look forward to seeing whatever it is you end up doing. So if you want to hear that, you can listen live. What time is that on Friday?
7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
There you go. 7 p.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday. And if you're listening in the mysterious future, then you can go back and find that episode on Podomatic or some other place. We'll let you know. But the tonight's theme is alcohol and music, and that is a long and complicated history there, and there's a lot to talk about, and I don't think I could possibly get into all of the intricacies of that, but alcohol has played a really big part in music history in a lot of ways. You know, I was thinking especially since it is Repeal Day tomorrow, December 5th, the role of speakeasies is a really big one in music history, and you think about the era that Prohibition, the end of Prohibition, you know, that's also, you know, right around the time of like the Harlem Renaissance and, you know, jazz expanding in a lot of ways. And it was a really exciting time in music. And I think, you know, you think about music venues being bars, that's a pretty important part of the development of music and live music. And recently we had a big, way overdue victory here in New York City, where the New York cabaret laws were finally overturned after like 70 years. Those were the laws that said you can't have dancing in a public place that serves food or alcohol without a special license. And of course, that was a city law that was used, you know, it was really targeted at places where there was racial mixing going on at Harlem jazz clubs, and that's why they were enforcing it so stringently, and that's pretty much why it's been used selectively over the years, sort of against music establishments frequented by people of color or, you know, other marginalized populations that the city was trying to break up the party. And I'm really glad it's gone, and it's way overdue, but I think the cabaret law thing is a really interesting crossroads of music and liquor law history and everything else. And live music and bars is an important part, not only in New York, but everywhere. But yeah, you know, alcohol has played a big role in music. Not only has it, as the popular saying goes, alcohol has helped white people think they can dance for all these years, but also alcohol has had a bunch of positive and negative influences on musicians themselves, and of course the audience's experience of music and all of that. So I think it's time for us to hear another classic song about booze. This one is the Thin Lizzy version of a classic Irish song called Whiskey in the Jar. And I do also want to say, I'll announce this again later, but Thursday, December 7th, coming up, speaking of alcohol and live music, Radio Free Brooklyn presents First Thursdays at the Well. Come on out for that on Mesrol Street. But let's hear some Thin Lizzy right now.
Sure. my mileage chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, gumma doo, gumma da. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
Everything I try to do seems to always always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm, take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. Everybody ought to come on and go with me. I'm gonna tell you one more time what I'm gonna do.
Cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till six in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors.
But what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
All the time, you gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the DOG. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to macking to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking and now sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and now sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now, but it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope, and I'll be
rolling down.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and now sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and now sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling
listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. And we're back with more booze music. This is episode 75 of Everybody Plays the Fool. And I hope you enjoyed that set. You just heard Thin Lizzy with Whiskey in the Jar. And then we heard Chris Stapleton with Tennessee Whiskey, which I believe is originally a David Allan Coe song. And I believe there was also a version that was a hit that came out that George Jones covered, and he kicked off the show tonight. But the Chris Stapleton version is fantastic. What did we hear after that? We heard Punch Brothers with Rye Whiskey. Get three whiskeys in a row there. Rye Whiskey from Punch Brothers. And then we heard Ray Charles with the classic R&B song Let's Go Get Stoned, written by Ashford and Simpson. One of their many hits for other people. And then we closed out with another classic. That was Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. And that brings us to where we are now. And I am again joined by Rosie Mysteri here in Radio Free Brooklyn's brand new studios. How's it going, Rosie?
Wonderful. These studios are beautiful. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. It's a nice upgrade. Again, we miss the old place. It had a certain charm.
I miss the hole in the floor.
But here we are, and we're talking about alcohol and talking about music. Do you have a favorite alcohol-themed song that isn't on the show tonight? Is there one that jumps to mind when someone says booze-themed song? Because we were talking before the show about there are lots of alcohol-themed songs out there, but the theme of this show every week is still music that I like. So it has to pass both tests. Is it on topic and is it something I like? So I told you Margaritaville will not make an appearance on the show tonight for that reason.
All of the songs are on point, although I do miss one song. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the musician. He's the Detroit jazz musician who sang this song, I Ain't Drinking.
Oh, I don't know that one.
He did the song, The Motor City's Burning.
I don't know that one either. I am a music trivia host and I feel terrible being stumped. We're going to figure that one out. How about you look that one up? yeah. Well, I should say, speaking of music trivia, if you're listening live, tomorrow, Tuesday, December 5th, is the 4-year anniversary of Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth, and we're going to have a big blowout music trivia night at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, on Cortelia Road. So if you live here in fabulous Brooklyn, New York, you should come out to that. And if you're listening in the future, then you can come to the next one, which will be the first Tuesday of every month, pretty much. I think we're going to delay it a Tuesday in January, so it'll be the 9th. Is that right? I'm really good at math. But yeah, you can find out more at facebook.com/musictrivianyc and find out all about Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. It is a lot of fun. And if you come tomorrow night, we're going to have a ton of great prizes and it'll be a good time. The next one, I was right, it is January 9th will be the next trivia. And the one after that is February 6th. So now you have no excuse, you know when they all are. So you can come out. What else do we have to plug? I should say, as I mentioned before, Radio Free Brooklyn has a show coming up, RFB Presents. It's another great example of live music and alcohol. It's at a bar called The Well, which is on Meserol Street here in Brooklyn. And it's a bunch of bands. We got Jackknife Stiletto, we have Nuclear Family Fantasy, and Red Arcade. It's going to be a great rock show. Come on out. It's you can get tickets at rfb.nyc/tickets. RFB Presents, first Thursdays at The Well. It'll be this Thursday, December 7th at 8 p.m. at The Well here in Brooklyn. That'll be a lot of fun, so do come out for that. And keep an eye on radiofreebrooklyn.com for all of our future events. We're always having fundraisers and concerts and all kinds of special events. While you're there, You know, we did just move, and moving ain't cheap. So if you have a couple bucks to spare, we would really appreciate it. Click the donate button while you're at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and chip in a couple bucks. Keep the lights on here. This is an all-volunteer operation. And we're now a 501c3 nonprofit, which means your donations are tax deductible. So hit us up at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, hit the donate button. And while you're there, you can also see all of the great shows. Click on schedule and you can see we have a ton of really cool programming. 24 hours a day, there's something good playing on Radio Free Brooklyn. So give a listen. Let's see, what else? I would like to give a special shout out of thanks to the band Fear is Dead, who are the guests on the Rodent Hour, the show right before us. They provided us with some beer for tonight's show, which was very appropriate. I should say, you didn't hear any songs about beer tonight, because that's going to get its own episode in the future, so stay tuned for that. And thank you to Fear is Dead. Go check out their music online. Fear is Dead. And also, shout out to Rodent Hour. Great show before us. And finally, everybodyplaysthefool.com. Here are all my old episodes. I highly recommend on tonight's theme. I recommend after you finish with the alcohol episode, you go back and listen to the weed episode, episode 71, as a follow-up. And then maybe episode 11, Baked Goods, to get your munchies fix after that. I think that'd be a nice combination. Do you have anything to plug other than your Friday night slot here on Radio Free Brooklyn?
Actually, there's two things. One, I just realized what the name of that song was. It's John Lee Hooker, and every song by John Lee Hooker
is
about drinking. But I was thinking about the song, I Ain't Drunk, I'm Just Drinking.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's like a theme song.
I'm sorry I didn't come up with that one. That's a good call.
I do want to plug my show that's supposed to start sometime in January, called The Brooklyn Conversation, which is just about bringing Brooklyn neighbors doing unusual things and having discussions, everything from political to aesthetic to social. So I hope everyone will tune in.
All right. Looking forward to that. We always have a bunch of great new shows coming on board. It's a very exciting time here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And Rosie is hitting the ground running, subbing for people, doing one-off shows, and then she's starting her own show next month. So we are definitely looking forward to that. We've got time for another song, or maybe two, so let's get into that. I should say the music we're hearing behind us right now is the Whiskey Boys with their song Whiskey Stumble. Great band from Boston, check them out. We are now going to hear a song that talks about some of the downsides of alcohol. This is another one harkening back to the Prohibition era, when bootlegging was a big business. And, you know, that takes its toll on some people. So here's a song off of Gillian Welch's excellent 1996 album, Revival. The song's called Tear My Stillhouse Down. And if we have time after that, we will hear a classic Irish drinking song. So stick around for that. Have a great night. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 75. And now here's Gillian Welch.
Still assemble, West Assemble.